Hey, I'm Coach Zen. I support you in elevating your energy and coming out of what was into what truly is. Life Verbs Podcast is an empowering podcast serving as a valuable resource for nurturing your inner self and deepening your inner standing. Here, you will discover valuable insight to support you in living a fulfilling and purposeful life. Here, we have enlightening convos about this journey that we all are on collectively, the journey of life. Get ready to hydrate your soul and fortify your spirit.
Now, free will, I have to choose to read the book. And so that's what and each time I sat down, I chose to read the book. And so I'm like, okay, I got it. Okay, I'm here to do something more. Okay. I don't need any more experiments. I'm good. Right. And so we started really getting close and talking about a lot of things and wisdom, her beliefs and my beliefs, and just doing some things, right? And everybody that I had dated, the yoga instructor, and then the teacher. Everybody I dated told me that you need to get back together with your father. Everyone told me, Zen. And I'm angry. And I'm like, fuck, I need to get back with him.
How many messages? I'm just curious. How many messages did it take of people saying that until you did it?
One, two, three. And she was the last.
And what was it about that third? Like, what was it because of the book as well? Because it was expanding your mind into shifting your perspective in order for you to be able to have, because you had to have, I mean, that's with what occurred, that's very difficult. And to have harbored that for so long.
I think, honestly, I was tired of being angry.
That's real.
I was so tired of being angry.
Yeah.
And I remember, because I hadn't spoken with him in for 2-3 years. And because what he had did before that, I mean, he had did some things. And then we were off and on. Since that junior year in high school, and I would be, he had came down, I talk about it in my book, he had came down, you know, in Florida when I was working for NASA, and he comes off as this sort of apologetic, you know, I've learned some things, I've gone to counseling, all of this. I mean, he's like, I'm like, wow, Pops, that's pretty good. And we sit there all weekend, and we chopping it up, he's talking about, and then my brother was just like him. So my brother, travel light. So one of my brother, what he didn't know was my brother was coming down to see me a couple of weeks after he left. And my brother told me, nah, man, that's not why he went to counseling. He went to counseling, got arrested. And he pulled out a gun and he wasn't honest with you. That was again. And so I've had moments.
Add on to what already occurred.
I've had moments of, okay, I am going to forgive him. But here's what I'll tell your listeners and viewers.
Yeah.
Everything that happened to me.
Yeah.
Was 100% about me and 0% about him.
Did y'all hear that? Yeah, that's important.
And once I realized that, I was tired of being angry.
And can you go more into that? realization for everybody, because people are so quick to project and to blame, but it really doesn't have anything to do with the other person. You're having that experience for a reason, and there's something that that experience is offering you. Can you just go into that?
Yeah. And I was, you know, I had been so judgmental about it, because I was this very successful man in everything that I did. I was successful in my job. I was successful in the personal life and all of the stuff. And I, you know, I had any complaints, but every woman that I talked to, that I dated, says, this is not who you are. This is not, I'm like, what do you mean? Because I didn't understand what they were saying. No. In order for you to be who you are, you're going to have to heal from the relationship between your father and your mother, because that was another story. But I had to understand that. And I was so angry at him, to the point where I remember talking to the teacher, her name was Terry, and I said, I'm tired of being angry. We would talk about it really intensely and personally. And I says, I'm tired of being angry. And so I called him up one day, and I shot the shit out of him, because it's like, I'm like, I want to come see you. Right? I'm gonna come spend the weekend with you. And it was about a 4-hour drive from Chicago to Dayton, Ohio. And I drove down, and we spent the weekend sitting in his den. And we cried. We got angry. He listened. I listened to him. And we left it there. And that's when I finally understood what they were saying. I was no longer tired. I was tired of being angry. I was like, I didn't want that energy. I didn't want that weight, that density to weigh me down. I didn't want to worry about that. So I spent the next 6 months, once a month, I'd drive down and chop it up with my pops. And we'd just be sitting in the den and just talking. And just they didn't know anything what I was doing. They didn't know the journey that I was on. They didn't know anything. I think I made the mistake of mentioning that I was dating a yoga instructor and she was a psychic woman. Like when I was working for NASA I got jokes from the family. You know, when you're in the Black family, you get jokes, because all of that stuff, that's demon stuff. So you get people joking. So it was then I was like, okay, I need to do this on my own. And so when I would go back home, I didn't talk to him about stuff. You know, I just understood that I needed to be present and understand who he was. What I found out about my father was something very, 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 very critical, because this gift is a genetic gift that gets passed down, right? So somebody in your ancestry, somebody in your lineage has a portion of the gift. And his mother, my grandmother, had it. He has it. And so what I found out was, why aren't you that way at the store and open? Why aren't you that way at the house? Yeah. Because my mama brought other trauma. My mama brought trauma from her childhood. And so my mom was extremely angry all the time. And he didn't help doing the shit that he was doing. But he was taking in that energy. He was absorbing that energy. And it got so bad for him, he didn't understand that he had a gift. We talk about it now. He's 85 years old, and we talk about it. But he didn't understand the gift that he had. And so when that person that he was at the store, that was him. This person at the house, that was somebody else. Because it was this energy. He couldn't take it. And so he was absorbing all of that negative energy that was pervasive. And I, as an empath, I absorbed it. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to fix mom. And I wanted to help her. And I wanted to do everything that I possibly could to make her happy. I gotten, you know, bands and musicians and choirs and everything else, where all of my kids my age were having fun. I was doing that shit to make my mom happy. And so I found out that I needed to understand my own sovereignty. Because I chose my mom, I chose my dad for that particular reason, to understand my own sovereignty, my own freedom, my own voice. No matter what they believe, no matter what they think, you are who you are powerful. You are, the lessons that you learn from them are powerful. And so my dad, we were chopping it up, and so that's part of the reason why I started to understand that I needed to be this person that understood the trauma that I acquired, that I created from my dad and from my mom, understood who I was. Now, I'm still an introvert, an introvert back then. So I didn't understand that for me, walking outside is like walking in outside in a 50 mile an hour wind. And I didn't understand that because I was always focused on things that allowed me to be within my own bubble. And I would occasionally come out, date and all of that. But once
that
I got
introverted dating, bubble, the introverted yeah, bubble,
I'm back in the bubble, you know. But so, yeah, that was crucial in me getting to the point where I needed to be.
Hey y'all, Pink Lady here. I'm a podcast producer, director, coach, and host. And I want to tell you all about my production company, Pink Lady Productions. We collaborate with creatives like you who are driven to share your message by launching your podcast from A to Z and coaching you through the process. To learn more about our services, check out our website at pinkladyprod.com. That's P-I-N-K. LadyProd.com.
But the supernatural shit didn't stop happening. And I started to get, you know, the teacher, she started to get a little angry about stuff because she was just come off of a divorce and, you know, and so she was divorced and she had two kids. And so when her ex-husband had the kids, she would drive up to the suburbs and stay with me, right? Well, I had a picture of my grandmother, my mom's mother, in the house, in my apartment, right? It was just sitting there, right? And so she looked at the picture and she says, "Who is that?" And I'm like, that's my grandmother. And that's my mom's mother. She died of diabetes. She had lost both of her legs and all of that, right? And she didn't say anything, but she looked very, very shocked. She didn't say anything that weekend. So I go back down her place the following weekend. And then she proceeds to tell me that she's been having conversations with my grandmother. Intense conversations.
Conversations about. Like,
okay. I says, well, why? She says, well, for one, her brother is a paraplegic in a wheelchair. And she says, "Your grandmother is the spirit guide of my brother." I'm like, okay. From a logic perspective, that makes sense. My grandmother lost her legs. Okay. That's all. I just left it there. Then she proceeds to tell me that she knew, for some reason, she knew all about my mom had three sisters. She knew all of that. Right? And she says, "Your grandmother," because my mom and my aunts, they were all ministers of music at various churches in Ohio, right? We were deeply rooted in music ministry.
Oh, I may know some of your family then.
And so my grandmother in her 20s, she was a minister of music at a church in Dayton. And my grandfather, the grandfather that died when I was 4 years old, he was a deacon in the church, right? My grandmother proceeds to tell me that my mom's second oldest sister is not the daughter of my grandfather. But she is the daughter of a deacon that sexually assaulted my grandmother. And back then, and my grandmother's telling her this stuff. And I'm like, how am I supposed to take this shit? I never heard this in my family. Ain't nobody said nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Wow.
So she proceeds to tell me, and she had intricate details about my mom's sisters and all of them. And so, okay, I left it there. I didn't argue. I just took it in. And the next weekend I was driving to see my pops. Once a month I'd drive and we spend the weekend and we had gotten together, right? So we're sitting in the den. Now, like I told you, he didn't know anything about what I was doing, about the journey that I was on. So we're sitting in the den. Guess what he brings up?
What does he bring up?
That story.
Wow.
Verbatim.
Wow.
He brings up that story verbatim and starts talking about everything that she talked about a week before. And I still didn't tell him that I knew the story already.
Mm-hmm.
But that was confirmation for me.
Yes, it was.
And it's like, yeah.
That affirmed.
He just started bringing it up. He says, you know, your grandmother, you know, your aunt, you know, I'm not gonna say her name, but because she's passed away and all of that. She died of cancer last year.
My condolences.
But you know, he said, you know, she, you know, her, she's not the daughter of your grandfather. And I said, I'm thinking, well, what are you talking about? He says, yeah, you know, there's a deacon in the church that assaulted your grandmother. And your grandfather took her in, but it weighed on him. And he started drinking heavily. He died of cirrhosis of the liver in 1968.
Wow.
When I started the book.
You started the book.
Started the book. At the funeral.
Wow.
And so when she told when he told me that, I'm like, okay, I got this. And so when next weekend I go back and I tell her and I says, you were right. Convinced. I don't need any more proof. I'm thinking to myself, right?
So that I night, was saying not. I would trust that you would be.
Oh,
at that point.
It didn't stop there. It never stops.
Yeah, and y'all will see that in the book.
If you so have what that, happened that night? I won't share here, but that is what that is what happened. That was like
that's what happened.
Supernatural shit happened.
That's what happened. And y'all will see that in the book, as well as if you have the opportunity to meet Lynn, go to the healing environment, have a conversation with him, you will get to even, you know, experience some of the other experiences and journeys that he's taken as well. That's something great about Lynn. I love when Lynn's at the healing environment. That's always my favorite because I get to just sit and talk with Lynn. Because there's so much wisdom that you have, as well as just hearing your journey.
And I've got online courses now, so I'm branching out. We've got online courses. I just taught my first Reiki 1 and 2 course yesterday. It was a absolutely powerful young sister. She's a pre-med student.
And
she came. She says, and I asked her what brought her there. She says, something tells me that there's something more.
Woo!
Because I had talked to her mother and I had tapped in. Once I talked to her, I can tap in.
Yeah.
And I said, your daughter has gifts. She is special.
Mm-hmm.
And the course was yesterday. And she is a powerful, energetic healer. She reminds me of me when I was getting started, because that energy that was flowing through me was so intense.
Yeah,
and we did things, and then I taught a meditation course on Saturday, and so we have online courses that I'm going to branch out and teach, because we want to reach as many people as I possibly can. And so we're going to continue to have those online courses available. Just go to thehealingenvironment.org and sign up and register, and we'll be there, and I'll be there to teach. We're gonna go in deep, because my teachings are I'm gonna bridge the gap between science and esoteric wisdom. And so her being my first Reiki student, it's a pre-med student, I was able to go deeper into the science aspects of what the energy that she's feeling.
Oh, I know, and that was fun.
So it was
fun,
absolutely phenomenal. And so so that's what I'm doing now, and learning how to channel and doing all of that, because once I walked away from the job, then everything started happening. And I mean, everything.
Sounds like everything started opening.
Yes. Yes. And it's so funny because, I'll tell you this, it's so funny because once I got the book done, I was doing the book, and I was getting the book edited and published and all of that stuff. So that takes its own process, you know, last year. It was August timeframe, right? Well, I'm going to go back to May. It was May. And I had a reading from, I don't know if you know Erin Lyons.
The name is very familiar.
Yeah. She's a very powerful channeler and psychic, right? So I had a reading with her because Spirit says you need to have a reading. So she started telling me that that things that are happening to me are designed because you're getting prepared to be a channeler. I'm getting prepared because there are entities that are going to be reaching out to you. And she says they're not ready to reveal themselves at this point.
Stop searching and start traveling. Let True Vacation manage your plans so you can experience the freedom of exploration. With services designed for individuals, couples, families, or groups, cruises to far-off destinations, or tickets for a night out on the town are just keystrokes away. True stands for Travel, Relax, Unwind, and Explore. Follow them on Instagram @True_Vacation_4U, and on Facebook @True Vacation. Mention promo code LIFEVERBS to receive $50 off, you all, on your first full reservation deposit. Come on, somebody. Explore what this world has to offer with just one click. So why wait? Unleash your wanderlust today with True Vacations and see where adventure takes you next. This information is also located in the show notes.
That was back in May. And so I'm thinking, okay, what is this, Galactic Federation? What is this, Pleiadians or whatever, right? I'm thinking, okay, oh, all right, let's do this. I'm just waiting. So I'm sitting here in my office, and I get up at 2 or 3 in the morning, and I get up in pain and all of this stuff. And I'm trying to, you know, I've channeled my breath work so I can transmute and get rid of that pain. But and that's another story of why I was getting up in pain. But I'm getting up in pain and all of that stuff. And so, and then I fall back to sleep. And so so I get up about an hour or two later, and I start my meditation. It's about 8 in the morning. I get up, you know, and start my meditation. All of a sudden, in my meditation, I'm going underground. I'm going in these tunnels. I'm going underground. And I know that I just dreamt about going here right when I was falling asleep. I just dreamt it, right? And then all of a sudden, right there in front of me, was a female Sasquatch. She was right there in front of me. And I was like, I'm so excited, because I was like, this is the entity? Well, all right, let's go. I didn't ask names, I didn't do nothing. I was just so excited that she appeared. And of course, the next few times I tried to do it, I couldn't do it. And I had run across a really powerful brother. He has an Ascension Academy on TikTok, and he teaches channeling. He teaches you how to channel and to really go into deeper meditations. I knew that I needed to learn how to do that.
Do you know his name?
Yes. It's Clairvoyant Chris.
Clairvoyant Chris, you all.
Yeah, Clairvoyant Chris on TikTok. And he is absolutely powerful. That brother took me to a place and got me doing all kinds of stuff because I needed, because I had been meditating for almost 20 years, but not at this level. And so the first class, I'm talking to my grandfather. I'm meeting my spirit guide. And then I meet Sasquatch. I go down and I meet the Sasquatch, but it wasn't the female. It was a male Sasquatch, right? And so we have two classes. There's 2 hours on Saturday, on each successive Saturday. Second Saturday, he teaches you how to astral project. So I'm astral projecting. I had met this Sasquatch. I know his name. I know he's got a family. I mean, I'm talking. I'm going back and we're telepathically talking, right? And I go down, astral project down. The whole Sasquatch civilization is waiting for me. I could feel.
They were waiting.
They were waiting and excited for me. And it was, they are absolutely not like you think they are. There is a whole lot of false narratives out there. They are in no way. I know the history of how they evolved. I know everything.
Can you give us a little bit of truth before we close? Can you give us just a little bit of truth, like a falsity that we have been taught about Sasquatches and then the truth about who they really are?
So Sasquatches have been around for millions of years, right? And so they were the original hominids here on this earth, right? And extraterrestrials have been coming here for millions of years. And I got a download. And so when him and I started really talking and I said, how did you guys arrive at being this? And so there was like a handshake agreement, like a million years ago, that extraterrestrials, the ones that would come, they would come from all different galaxies, all different star systems, and they would take a small percentage of the existing hominid, the Sasquatch, and then use them to evolve into Homo sapiens, us. And they would do that. What they didn't count on was they decimated the whole civilization by 50%. And so Sasquatches, so the evolution of them not trusting us, that's why. But they're highly conscious, they're highly evolved, they can teleport themselves from underground to outside. They have the ability to do that. They have the ability to see at night, long distances. I'm talking miles. I've been down to their whole underground civilization. There's a huge crystal that's powering their whole underground civilization. I've met his daughters. He has two twin daughters. And it has been, I've taken trips with him. And so my book, my coming book, is my journey and my travails of the trips that I've taken with him. I'll share one with you because he's sort of my guide as well as, I call him my brother, right? And he is the son of the female Sasquatch that I first met. That's why I saw her first. And so she sort of wanted to get him aligned with the family business, so to speak, to be the help, you know, to bridge the connection between Sasquatch. And so what this book is going to do is tell you a whole lot of truths about who they are. They're a magnificent civilization. And so back in October on TikTok, there was this viral video about this one man that went up to, it's called Quartz Creek Drive up in Oregon. And there was this mountain, big, large mountain, this cliff mountain, and there was this huge door on it. It looks like a door carved out in the mountain. It had a hole at the top of it. He claimed that there was a giant in there. He saw a giant looking through it. He said he saw a giant, right? So everybody's been you know, going back and forth, right? So me, I've gotten used to channeling him, and I can do point of view from him. I can go inside of him and look through his eyes. I can do a whole bunch of stuff now. So I'm just having conversations with him. So I says, "Hey man, what's up with the Quartz Creek? Is there a giant up in there?" And he says, "Let's go see." And it shocked me. And so just like this, we're remote viewing, we're outside of that cave, right? And so we go inside, I feel a large presence. I can feel it. And I got really scared, right? And he said—
You did, yeah.
Oh, I was terrified. And he and so we as soon as fear comes up, it's like they back out. We back out. And then he says, "There's nothing for you to be afraid of." Then he shows me a past life where I was a giant. I was about 50 feet tall. I'm looking up. I was a giant. I'm looking up. I saw an asteroid coming towards Earth to destroy, because back then there was a lot of giants. And so I saw an asteroid coming towards Earth. And when it hit, in my meditation, I felt a sharp pain in the top of my head. He's telling me, "You have nothing to fear because you're a giant. You were a giant." So I'm talking about this with Chris, my teacher. I'm like, "Dude." And so he's had experience with giants. He says the energy with giants are really overwhelming. And so we just got it. He says, and I told him, I said, "Man, I got to go back. I got to go back." And I'm assuming that my Sasquatch brother is going to go back with me. And so about 3 days later, I'm saying, like, "I'm going back." He's like, "I'm not going with you." I'm like, "What?" I said, "Okay, I'm going to go." Right? Check this out. And I will share this with you. So I go back up remote view. I go inside. Feel the presence. Slowly traverse down the throughway. Right? And then to my right, I could see a large giant-like figure, like slough to the side of the wall. And as I closer I got it, I got there, I felt a sharp pain in my leg. A sharp pain. I was mirroring, he had injured his leg. And so as I walked up, he knew I was there. Now, I had gone through, and I've skipped a lot of things because I've been going through things of the, you know, before that to understand my power. And I, you know, every night I'm going to spirit school. So I'm going to realize what I, the powers that I have, generate what I can do. It's like me going to class every night. So I had understood that I could heal this person. So I go up and I telepathically says, "I'm here to help you." And then I well up all of this light energy in me. And I point it towards him. And I kept it going towards him until the pain in my leg was gone. And I didn't stick around, right? Then what I did, I said, "Okay, I'm going to go back to see how he is," right? But this time, because I wanted to see if my fear was still there without me having to heal, because I had to focus on healing it. So that's the second time I went. I waited about a week to go back. And I went back and I went all the way down. This time, he wasn't in the throughway. I had to go all the way down. I took a left and I went down about 6 feet. And he went back and this hole open inside the mountain. He was standing there. He had bright red hair. And he was huge. He was healed. And I said, "I'm just here to see how you are. I'm not going to encroach on your time. You have a friend in me. If ever you need me, I'll be here." That was my experience with that giant. There are giants around, and I had that experience, and I documented it in my book. But when my brother said, "You have nothing to fear," and he showed me a past life of me being a giant, I knew I had to go back. But he wasn't going. He said, "No, you got to do this for yourself. You can't. I am not going with you." I've been to Antarctica twice. So
my friends were just talking about going to Antarctica.
Yeah. I won't tell the story here because, you know, that, you know, that's off limits, but it's in my book. It's in my book.
Well, y'all got to get this book. Lynn, as we close, where can the next book? Have you already begun the next book? You said you have, right? Did you say
that? Oh, yeah. I'm on chapter 13.
I love it. But y'all got to get the first book, Mastering All That I Am. Lynn, as we close, where can they find it? Yes, there it is.
There you go. Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. Lynn Gaffney, Mastering All That I Am, A Master's Journey. It's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's right there. I mean, you can get it on paperback, or you can get it on Kindle. Yes. And the audio version will be coming out in another couple of months. So it'll be the audio version will come out in a couple of months. But yeah. So
are you right going to be the narrator? Are you narrating?
No, I'm not narrating.
No, that's right. I hear you. Well, y'all will also have it linked in the bio as well, where you can get the book. Lynn, thank you again for coming on Life Verbs Podcast.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure, Zan. Anytime you need me, I'm here.
Thank you.
I got stories for you, so we can always share experiences because I've got them.
Well, I know you do.
That's it.